I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Good to have you with us here today. Trump the president also has Trump the brand, as we know. Polls will show you his approval rating as the country's chief executive. As for the brand, some negative indicators. First, it was the Trump International Hotel in downtown Toronto. Then it was Trump Soho in Lower Manhattan. Both have moved to dump the Trump name. Now a third property is trying to do that in Panama City, Panama. It's called the Trump Ocean Club International Hotel and Tower. It has condos, hotel rooms, a casino, even an infinity pool on the 65th floor. It was Trump's first international project of its kind.
People bought units there because of the brand. They paid more than $30 million over the years for the right to be associated with Trump.
That's Jeff Horwitz, a reporter with the AP. He says the glimmer began to fade during last year's U.S. presidential election.
Rentals for the hotel units went basically down the tubes. So the owners have been complaining to me that occupancy has been running around 30% basically since Trump became president. Mm. And obviously that fluctuates. But I mean, I've had some owners who said that they own hotel units, hotel condo units that haven't been rented out a single day in the last month. So they're hemorrhaging money. They're paying basically to maintain an empty hotel room.
Do you know what occupancy was before the election?
Before the election, I've been told it was up to the 70s at points. The Panama hotel market has been a bit saturated, so it's varied over time as the number of units available has changed. But that said, there are other hotels in town where the occupancy is into the 70s and 80s still.
To be clear, this hotel condominium has the Trump name on it. Who actually owns it, though?
So it's owned by the various hotel unit owners. And they have the right as owners to choose the management to, you know, make changes. What happened is that up until August, unsold hotel units prevented the owners from taking any action here. But in August, the developer sold 202 units out of 369 in a big bulk sale, kind of a fire sale, to a new owner. And that new owner, a company by the name of Ithaca Capital, met with the other owners and appears to have come rapidly to the conclusion that it wanted a change in management. So a month ago, they issued a notice of default to Trump, and Trump's companies claim that they have a valid contract to keep operating. So there might be a fight here. But regardless, it sounds like the Trump brand is going to be on its way out.
In other words, the word Trump, the name Trump, will be taken off the hotel at some point?
Yeah, they're looking for new potential operators. I don't think that things have progressed to, you know, having a deal ready. But the idea is that being branded with Marriott or Hyatt or some other kind of commensurate hotel brand, or even just not branded at all, would be better than bearing the Trump brand name.
And what do you know about this investment firm, Ithaca Capital Partners?
Not that much. I think they'd like to do the negotiations kind of out of sight, but obviously in a world where Trump is president, there's a lot of attention to all of his properties. And I think to some degree it's being, you know, his properties and their success are being used as kind of a bellwether or a metric for how the world at large is reacting to his presidency. And at least in Panama, the idea is it's not a good business association to have with that name.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it with the Trump Soho in New York and Toronto. What do you attribute this to, and where does it ultimately leave the Trump brand?
So I think thinking about the Trump brand as just one monolithic thing might be a little bit too simple. So, for example, certain properties in the Trump portfolio, Mar-a-Lago, his sort of luxury club down in Palm Beach, and the Trump Hotel in D.C., those are great businesses, and those are doing far better by all accounts than they were even before the election. Mm. That said, many properties in other locations, and definitely Panama, given that it is a Central American country and Trump's positions on sort of things with Latinos haven't been wildly popular. That's a problematic one. Canada as well. So to some degree, the brand is sort of splitting. In places that are friendly to Trump geographically, it might be still doing very, very well. But in other places, it turns out that controversy and business class hotel aren't things that go together.
For a sitting president, Jeff, under normal conditions, and these are not normal conditions, what complications should this normally present?
I don't even know where to begin by in answering that question, just in the sense that, I mean, normally presidents don't come in with business interests. Normally presidents don't get fired as kind of a referendum on their popularity in foreign countries from operating hotels. Normally presidents don't have any of this going on. So to some degree, it's one of those things where, I mean, so far the White House hasn't weighed in on anything like this, and it would seem weird if they did. This is a business matter for the parties involved right now, right? The Trump Organization folks are want to keep the contract and don't want to see the brand sort of shrink. And the owners down there seem to want a change in direction as quickly as possible.
Jeff Horowitz, a reporter with the AP. Thank you very much.
Thank you.